Surfers head inland this week to compete in the first ever World Surf League team competition. That's right, inland. From member station KVPR, Laura Satsui brings us this from Lemoore, California, hundreds of miles from an actual beach.
11-time World Surf League champion Kelly Slater has built what he calls the perfect wave in the middle of the Golden State. At Slater's Surf Ranch, you almost feel like you're at the beach. Except these waves are made by a machine, and they've been engineered to be perfect for surfing every time. The facility features a man-made lake that's as long as 7 football fields and patented wave-making technology developed by a team of engineers and surfers. For the first time this weekend, the ranch is open to the public to watch some of the best surfers in the world ride these perfect waves. Lemoore is known for its hot climate and agriculture. Kelly Slater says he built the surf ranch here simply because the planning stars aligned.
We were just looking for a place that had ample land and water and the right permitting and access to the amount of energy we needed to run the wave.
He also says having this wave pool will even the playing field for surfers.
In terms of luck in the ocean, you know, you're dealing with Mother Nature, and this person or that person might get the good wave. This eliminates that, so it comes down to more of a performance thing.
Up until now, the surf ranch has been hidden behind a fence, with glimpses coming only from social media. But once you get inside, it looks like a resort. Cabanas line 3 sides of the lake. The waves are created when a 200-ton massive shovel of metal, shaped like the hull of a ship, pushes through the water over a fake reef designed right into the lake. Kolohe Andino, who ranked 7th in the world last year, is surfing for Team USA this weekend. He says to ride these waves feels incredible.
Yeah, it's just super, like, different, because you're just in the middle of the desert, you're driving out here, it's like, whoa, this is so weird, and then you get here and it's like paradise for a surfer. It was perfect waves and obviously a really nice setup.
This event is the first time the World Surf League has ever held a co-ed team competition. There are 5 teams, USA, Brazil, Australia, and then Europe and World, made up of 2 women and 3 men each. The competition begins today and will wrap up on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Laura Satsui in Lemoore, California.